Welcome to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. It is 8:47 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. So I'm getting ready to start my morning and handle my responsibilities. And I was on social media because I am in this not spiritual solitude. It's actually the complete opposite, but it's a lot of reflection. And there's really no physical word for it. And I'm not going to make one up just because. So I'm in this cycle that is a part of everything. And during my reflection on social media, reflecting on the things that are trending, reflecting on the posts that are actually made by real people living real situations, I started tapping in, right? This person who was transgender from woman to male was pouring their heart out on this recording, explaining things, and I couldn't help but read into that dynamic, right? Read into that situation. And here's what I got. And I ended up posting it under my Hidden Gem 84 Instagram account, that reel and the channeling. So the reason you are in conflict, right? The reason people are awake to their soul's energy conflicting with their physical gender is because several reasons, but the most dominant right now during this time in this era, during our shift, you signed a contract to be better as the opposite gender. Okay, you agreed to this. This is why you are allowed to be conscious. 8:49 in the morning, when you mirror energy, the divine mirrors back, 6:48. So you are not supposed to just go and just destroy your physical vessel, right? We're not supposed to do the physical surgeries. We're not supposed to get the fillers. We're not supposed to change our genders. We sign contracts before we're born, before our soul is conceived into the physical realm, in the aura of the parent that we are energetically tied to. If you were not behaved in the opposite gender in a past life, you may switch genders. So this lifetime, you have swapped to become better, right? What happens if you put somebody else's shoes on? You experience things so you can grow. You experience the path of someone else so you can change. Science does not replace creation of life. We will keep doing these things until we, as the collective, learn the most valuable lesson of all, and that is acceptance. Not just another, but the creator, who is not what everyone makes it to be. Not just the creator, but all of its creations. Acceptance. Accept the creator for who the creator is and not what you make it to be. Accept not just the creator, but all of its creations. Not just another, not just the creator, all of the creator's creations, but also accept that life really genuinely is just an illusion. Limits are an illusion. Society was built on lies to hold power of the weak minds. And in this new era, the creator is taking all that is necessary to restore harmony and balance. Whatever that means to you, take it for how you want to. But you should be a part of it. You should accept it. You should grow with it, change from it, love unconditionally through it, bring peace and balance. You know, there's a saying that we hit the bottom to humble us, to ground us, to strengthen us. You see others at the bottom, share your knowledge with them, share your wealth with them, help them level up to help others, and to help others level up. You know, they say it's lonely at the top because too many level up alone. Some by force due to the toxicity the society has created, right? Divide so you can conquer. They oppress what threatens them. So what do? You turn to those who are and have been oppressed and elevate yourself with them. Find the beauty in what is always overlooked. And the reason why this is so important for today's energy is because, number one, we are in the second month on the fifth day. And our year vibrates the number 8. Okay? Our calendar is fucked up, by the way. Excuse my language. We are not genuinely in the month of February. But again, all of this is an illusion. All of it. Days of the week, months of the year, we created that. We needed that. The time, the clock. I have no time. I'm running out of time. Day's already over. Those limits are an illusion. We created that. We inflict those limitations. I am a female trapped in a man's body. No, you signed a soul contract. And for whatever reason that you signed that contract for, you're still in it. And you going and getting a surgery to change your gender or anything like that, you're violating and voiding your soul's contract. Some of you agreed to do this for the simple fact that you needed to show people you're not the creator. Your science and technology does not trump the creator. You have no business mutilating anything so that it fits with society. You have to learn acceptance. I feel like a woman trapped in a man's body. Well, if I was the opposite sex, I would treat women a hell of a lot fucking better. If I was the opposite sex, I would be a defender for the weak. If I was the opposite sex, I would never cheat on my partner. If I was the opposite sex, I wouldn't utilize my strength and my gender to rape and violate anyone who can't fight back. If I was the opposite sex, I would be the best version of that opposite sex. So that way I'm setting trends for that gender. Women in males' bodies, yeah. Show the other men it's okay to cry. Show the other men it's okay to have feelings. Show the other men it's okay to be compassionate, understanding. Men trapped in women's bodies. Show women that they don't have to be a victim. Show women that they don't have to put up with the bullshit. Show them that they are the dominant gender on this planet. They give life. They carry life. While they don't do it alone, they play a significant role. Empower them. Right? Some men wanted to be a mother, wanted to know what it's like to carry a body within them, wanted to know what it's like to give birth, wanted to know what it's like to not have women play on you, rob you because they have a vagina and they can do it, right? Some men born as women wanted to know what it means to be a woman, what it means to live that life, what it means to have that power. Because believe it or not, women have a very strong influence over men, especially at young ages. You're either making that man into one hell of a man, or you are going to break the shit out of him and make him into a narcissistic fuck. And make no mistake, it goes the other way too. So yes, we are born in the opposite sex in many lives to show us balance, to teach us the other side, to walk in something else's shoes, to ground you, to humble you, to teach you the valuable lesson of everything in this universe, and that is acceptance. Acceptance. You know, I was on YouTube and I was watching this platform, and within 2 minutes or 3 minutes of the episode, I had to turn it off because I was so appalled. I was so like, this is straight bullshit, you know, and I know it has nothing to do with the platform. They're just talking on other topics. They're talking on findings and in society's things. And, you know, it has nothing to do with the actual platform. And I was so turned off that I couldn't watch it. You know, they had this theory that aliens came out of nowhere and sprayed these little alien eggs in this massive body of water and created humanity. That's straight fucking bullshit. You know, life has been on this planet. I'm not even getting into all of that, but a closed mouth is not a still mind. A quiet person is not a still mind. You look at someone and you judge someone and you don't know shit about them or the things that is going on behind the scenes internally. Accept things for what they are. Acceptance, right? Accept the creator for being the creator. Know your role in this life because you're not a creator. You are a creation of the creator. Know your role in this lifetime. You are not the creator. Your science and technology does not trump the creator. Do you really think by playing God or the creator that your creations are going to constantly be nourished and thrive? You really think that you're going to take a life contract